Homily 21, Rethinking Jesus' Ascension. Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The scriptures make numerous references to Jesus' ascension into glory and sitting at the Father's right hand. Well known, of course, is the Old Testament depiction of Elijah's ascension into heaven in a fiery chariot. Please keep your eye on the nearby reservoir during evenings. If you see a blazing, fiery, red Maserati with black leather seats ascending, you can say, "There goes Father Egan again." Ascension does not mean space travel, with Jesus as the first cosmonaut. Ascension is simply the symbolic way New Testament writers underscore Jesus' passage from this visible, tangible world to the invisible world of his Father. Ascension also emphasizes the eternal significance of his humanity. Jesus did not turn into a ghost. Ascension is also another way of saying that the resurrection appearances have ended. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet believe. Ascension is, as well, another way of speaking of Jesus' glorification, his getting up in the world, his sitting at the Father's right hand, his being Lord of heaven, earth, and the underworld, his becoming a tenured full professor at Boston College. Lift up your hearts. Glory is Jesus' importance, his inner worth that commands respect and esteem, not only because he is God's holiness and love incarnate, but also because he fulfilled his Father's will to defeat Satan and to usher in God's kingdom through his life, death, resurrection, and ascension. How deeply embedded in human nature is our desire for getting up in the world, for glory. Several years ago, the Boston Globe had amusing photos of and an article on Boston University's president, John Silber, his exclusive penthouse office, high up in the world, overlooking the city, and contrasted it with Boston College president Father Monin's lowly little house office on the prairie on Old Colony Road. Two university presidents with much different styles, getting up in the world, glory. Why did the United Arab Emirates construct the Dubai Khalifa skyscraper so high that from about 25% of its floors you can look below and see the clouds? The Taipei World Financial Center, the Petronas Twin Towers in Malaysia, are almost as high, and they dwarf Chicago's Sears Tower and the Empire State Building. Getting up in the world, glory. Early in the Bible, we find people who say, "Let us build ourselves a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves." The Tower of Babel, getting up in the world, glory, making a name for oneself. Some things never change. I often think how intoxicating it must be for famous people to have their name in lights, to be frequently referred to in the media. Isn't there nothing like praise? Hearing one's name mentioned, seeing one's name in the newspapers or elsewhere. How exciting. Even more paradoxical, what did the serpent offer Adam? To be like God. The first temptation, to be like God, up in the world, determining what is good and what is evil. Glory. The tragic Santa Barbara shooter who said, "I shall be a God." Jesus turns all this on its head. The Apostle Paul writes, "Jesus, who being in his very nature God, did not cling to his equality with God, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, became man, humbled himself, and became obedient to death, even death on a cross, the most shameful death possible for a Jew, because as Scripture proclaims, he who hangs upon a tree is cursed by God. And not only that, quite striking and mysterious, God the Father made the sinless Jesus to be sin for us, so that we might become God's righteousness. However, and moreover, Jesus descended into hell itself. Therefore, God the Father exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That is the true meaning of Jesus' ascension and glorification. No glory without first the curse of the cross, becoming sin, descending into hell. Before Jesus ascended, he said that he would be with us until the end of the world, and he'll be back. Let us see him now in each other, in others, in the liturgy, especially in the reading of the gospel, and in the Eucharist. And as for our glory, this morning's second reading says it all. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory rests upon you.